Engineering education equips you with formulas and technical knowledge, but leaves a critical gap in professional conduct that determines your ultimate success. When W.J. King published The Unwritten Laws of Engineering in 1944, he created what Bill Gates would later call a book I'd recommend to every engineer. This enduring classic reveals a fundamental truth. Technical skills may get you hired, but your professional behavior determines how far you'll go. While you're mastering thermodynamics and calculus, no one teaches you how to navigate office politics, manage relationships with supervisors, or lead teams effectively. Yet these unwritten rules make the difference between stagnation and stellar advancement in your engineering career. The most counterintuitive lesson for new engineers? Your approach to minor tasks will determine your trajectory more than your technical brilliance. Many young engineers consider routine assignments beneath them, awaiting opportunities to prove themselves through major projects. This is backwards thinking. Your handling of seemingly trivial responsibilities shapes your reputation profoundly. Rather than strategizing career moves, excel at your current responsibilities. Develop what King calls the ability to get things done, a combination of initiative, energy to start, resourcefulness, finding ways around obstacles, and persistence, completing what you begin. Many brilliant minds become known as good starters but poor finishers who abandon projects when new ideas capture their attention. When facing obstacles, seek immediate workarounds rather than accepting delays. Cultivate the "let's go see" attitude, inviting stakeholders to investigate equipment problems together instead of speculating from your desk. Master communication by stating your main point first, then adding relevant background, avoiding the common trap of burying conclusions beneath excessive preliminaries. No relationship impacts your early career more than the one with your direct supervisor. First, keeping your supervisor informed is a primary obligation. While overdoing is possible, managers typically struggle to extract enough information. It's safer to risk your supervisor saying, "Don't bother me with so many details," than, "Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?" When technical difficulties arise, present them promptly with potential solutions. No manager appreciates surprises, but solid recommendations improve difficult situations. Whatever your supervisor requests takes top priority, even if you believe you have more important tasks. These visible assignments often impact your performance rating more than less conspicuous projects. Engineering rarely happens in isolation. Your ability to collaborate across organizational boundaries determines your effectiveness and reputation. Success requires building a network of productive relationships spanning multiple departments. The cardinal rule: never invade another department's domain without the knowledge and consent of the manager in charge. This common offense causes trouble, particularly when employing someone else's subordinate without permission, committing another department to work without notification, making promises to customers involving other departments, or performing functions assigned to others. When dissatisfied with another department's service, make your complaint to the individual most directly responsible, not their manager. Complaining over someone's head creates resentment and damages relationships. In all transactions, be careful to deal in everyone with a legitimate stake. People dislike being left out of matters affecting them. Engineering never happens in isolation. Your effectiveness depends on collaborating across organizational boundaries. Success requires building productive relationships spanning multiple departments, from operations and finance to marketing and customer service. The cardinal rule: never invade another department's domain without the knowledge and consent of the manager in charge. This common offense causes trouble when employing someone else's subordinate directly, committing another department to work without consultation, making promises involving other departments, or performing functions assigned to others. These violations breed resentment, foster confusion, and typically indicate you're neglecting your own responsibilities. In all transactions, deal in everyone with a legitimate stake. it's easy to overlook stakeholders, like implementing technical changes without consulting maintenance teams or modifying processes without involving safety personnel. Even when no apparent harm results, people resent being excluded from matters affecting them. When dissatisfied with another department's service, address your concern directly to the individual responsible, not their supervisor. Complaining over someone's head damages working relationships. Similarly, copying a person's supervisor on complaint emails can be offensive, implying you don't trust their ability to address the situation. The transition from individual contributor to manager represents one of the most challenging career shifts engineers face, requiring skills beyond technical expertise. As a manager, maintain awareness of your domain without micromanaging. Delegate responsibility even when you could handle tasks yourself. Failing to do so is unfair to subordinates and creates dependency. Good executives ensure their organization runs smoothly in their absence. With limited time, focus only on what you're directly responsible and accountable for. Leverage all available resources and expertise, reserving your attention for areas where you bring special talent. The notion that anyone can do anything with enough effort leads to inefficiency. Develop the habit of boiling matters down to their simplest terms. The ability to reduce complex situations to essential elements is wisdom. Practice integration, condensation, and simplification rather than expansion and complication. This mental discipline becomes invaluable as you advance. When possible, prepare for major announcements by consulting key personnel in advance. This diplomatic approach, while basic in politics, is often neglected in engineering. Failing to consult those affected by changes creates avoidable resentment and embarrassment. Successful project management requires overcoming technical tunnel vision, the tendency to focus solely on your expertise while neglecting other aspects. Develop foresight to plan the whole project early, considering all stages from initial design through market delivery. Elements like inventory planning, regulatory approval, user instructions, and promotional materials are as crucial as engineering design itself. A brilliantly designed product may fail if user manuals are unclear or regulatory compliance wasn't addressed early. In a competitive world, excessive caution often creates greater danger. Engineering managers should undertake bold development programs, setting high marks and working aggressively to meet them. Competent organizations produce their best work when pushed beyond comfort zones. Creating your own emergencies proactively beats having competition force them upon you later. Knowing when to stop development is critical, generally when you've met design specifications and budget with just enough time to complete the program on schedule. Design engineers often chase improvements while missing commitments. Remember that improvements will continue, but launching on time with a product meeting specifications trumps delaying for perfection. While engineering education emphasizes technical training, emotional competencies, communication, interpersonal skills, self-control, contribute significantly more to superior job performance than cognitive abilities. Intelligence and technical knowledge are necessary but insufficient. Those lacking technical capability are typically filtered out before employment. Perhaps the most valuable personal trait is the ability to get along with diverse people. This quality stems from good-natured friendliness and following the golden rule, appreciating others' strengths, controlling impatience, avoiding grudges, and maintaining a healthy sense of humor. However, don't sacrifice principles just to be agreeable. Stand your ground in necessary conflicts when you know you're right. If you're easily pushed around, you will be. Respect comes from demonstrating readiness to engage in principled, non-personal disagreements when warranted. In the long run, nothing surpasses the importance of integrity. Beyond ethics, integrity builds others' confidence in you. When your word is your bond, transactions become simpler. Character becomes remarkably transparent in an engineering office. People are quickly recognized for exactly what they are. Your actions speak so loudly that others cannot hear contradictory words.